Mashable.com reports, plans are afoot to launch a crowdfunding campaign for an open-air swimming pool in the middle of the River Thames in London. The Thames Bath project will send a £10 million pool measuring 25 metres by 10 metres with a full filtration system and poolside decking plonked in the murky waters by the Victoria Embankment. The pool project has been conceived by architects Studio Octopi and Jonathan Cook Landscape Architects, as well as other studios and construction companies, and is backed by Tracy Emin and the Outdoor Swimming Society, among others.
Oh, Tracy Emin, she's a sort of charlatan artist who had an exhibit called The Unmade Bed. It's just a bed. You know, it's just a bed that she got from somewhere. She threw some sheets on top of it, and foolish people in the British artistic establishment called it a work of art. So she's involved with this, is she? Nevertheless, it's good that there are people who, like her, with a famous name, who are bringing this to prominence. What a great idea. An open-air swimming pool within the Thames. I think it's pretty good.
You think it's pretty good?
Why not?
What is wrong with you Britons and your fascination, or should I say obsessions, with the River Thames? you had a £10 million cable car that is hardly used.
True, that's
you,
true.
You have a £600 million floating cycle path that is being planned.
You did say 600 million...
600 million
cycle
pounds.
You didn't say there are 600 million psychopaths in London.
No, cycle paths.
No. Oh, cycle paths.
Cycle paths.
Yeah. I mean, they
which
like...
Which no one is going to use.
I mean, I suppose the thing that perhaps you can't appreciate is because Beijing is very unusual in that it's a capital city without a large river flowing through it. I mean, usually the way that cities grow up is they grow up out of towns. Towns grow up out of villages. Villages grow up out of small settlements, and small settlements traditionally were founded near rivers because you need a supply of water and it's useful for transportation. And that's why if cities develop organically in this way, there is a large river flowing through capital cities.
Well,
take
Beijing,
Paris, London, Washington DC, which has the Potomac. You look at other capital cities. So Beijing's unusual. I think there are some very interesting and cool architectural projects underway in London at the moment. So I think the idea of having a swimming pool in the Thames just adds to that architectural... what's the word I'm looking for here?
Wonder?
Wonder. Yes, thank you.
I think the focus here is not whether Beijing has a river or not. Beijing may not have a very large river, but it has a very large lake, like Hohhai and Shichaohai area. It's a very large watered area. And I'm sure that if we were to build certain facilities there, a lot of people are going to use it. But in this case, if you are going to build a swimming pool in the River Thames, I'm not sure if anyone is going to swim in it.
That's a good point, because at the moment in London, with it being late January, it's freezing cold. No one will probably want to go in it. And you're right. I mean, the weather is a bit hit and miss during the summer. So I don't know whether they would. And that's I think, is a very good point.
That's a very bad idea.
Would it be used?
A great waste of money.
That is the question. Would it be used? And I don't think, and I tend to agree with you, I don't think it would, because it'd be too cold. Even at the height of summer, it would be too cold probably to go in there, apart from a few sort of enthusiasts.